Good morning, Manu.
Good morning.
We are in?
You are in the network center in the foundation building right now.
And the second floor, we do have some server and fibers.
Yes, so here is the heart of the Oroville campus area network. And we have started distributing our BSNL incoming internet connection to the buildings here in the service area, as well as to CSR and the schools, including Future School, Transition School, Last School, and Deha Shakti.
So the digging that we have seen in the last few weeks are for that reason?
Yes, so this is the second phase of the network where we're connecting to the community cluster. We are setting up distribution centers at Sante, the new hospital we have, at Solar Kitchen, and at the Water Tower.
A lot of people maybe doesn't know why all this effort to provide fiber optic in Oroville. Can you explain the reason behind?
I think it is important for us to have our own internal networking infrastructure. With this, we will be able to provide internal content to all participants. And we're also going to be providing one of the services, internet, which we think will be very reliable and at high speeds. And currently, we're actually also, we have got the connection to the National Knowledge Network that will happen at any time now for a trial period, and we have to show that we're able to utilize it. So on the one hand, we'll be able to receive this 100 megabit per second link, and on the other hand, we should also then publish from our side research, provide content, and participate in the National Knowledge Network.
So to make it easy, the people will be able to, the people I'm talking about, the residents of Oroville, will be able to see events happening in Oroville?
Yeah, so that's our first goal for one of the internal services that we want to offer. So we want to be able to, whenever there is in the places that we have connected, that there is a event, that we can stream this event into the network, and participants could just partake from their individual connections wherever they are at that point.
So practically, there will be the chance to see general meetings or conferences or presentation at home or in the working places.
Yes, the home part is not clear yet, but currently with the working places, it would be possible. We have just had a meeting with Oroville Radio, and one of the ideas was also for the upcoming film festival, that the students could then actually watch the movies from the streaming server directly. And so we hope that it would have a further reach than last year.
This will help very much the organizer of the film festival to distribute and show the videos that are provided to the festival, and for sure also the parents will be happy to see what have been done by their own kids.
Yes, if they are lucky and they have access to one of those locations. We were planning to also provide public browsing spaces where we would then also be able to give content to people who are not yet connected. And these plans are still up there, but we have not found suitable location yet.
Okay, so that, again, to come back to the reason of this work that has been started long ago by JV and has been brought with a lot of energy with you and Chandrash. We are bringing to Oroville to another layer, another level of ability to use internet and the tools, not only internet but also the internal way of creating content to the residents of Oroville, because now we are depending very much by events like lightning that can may strike our let's say internet connection that comes from not fiber but mainly our cable wire done by copper, so that it will also decrease the chance to have this kind of issue.
Yes, so that's one of the beautiful things on fiber, that actually we don't use any copper, and the information is transmitted as light. So we also don't have any electromagnetic radiation along our cables. And as you had mentioned correctly, that yeah, the lightning will not spread out through the fiber into the homes.
Okay, so we are here also with you, the human that is far away and is working in his computer and cannot reach our spot. He is also very part of the preparation of this network, am I wrong?
Yes, no, Duman has an essential part here as well, and with his efforts only, we're able to roll out our operation as fast as we are doing it right now.
So we can thanks also very much JV for the preparation work that he has been done for at least I think 6-7 years, maybe more, in to try to put together in Oroville a fiber optic network, and now it's not anymore in Oroville, it's back in Bangalore, but is very much part of this project.
Yes, so JV as well as Chandrish are very much part of the team. JV being out has nevertheless relentlessly been supporting us and writing proposals, updating, and I actually see him as one of the first remote collaborators who are taking advantage of the fiber optic network and the upstream link that we have. So we were already able to talk to AVI International via a Skype conference at a very high quality, and that where JV was live in Holland, and we were taking the conference at Last School compound.
To compare the speed of what we have now and what we're going to have in the next 2 years in maybe houses, private houses in Oroville, how big is the difference?
So on the one hand, we are providing an internet uplink, so with currently where we have 4 megabit per second in a household, and the shared uplink for NKN will be 100 megabit per second, but this is a true one-to-one connection. So this means we will actually get this 100 megabit per second guaranteed until the edge of the internet. And so we have been observing the usage model, and we're nowhere near utilizing that right now. And we're going to see about the internet part. But what is much more exciting for me is that we're actually building up a gigabit internal network. So this means that we can have any sorts of applications within Oroville that we are going to be able to provide, and this at a very high speed and at a very reliable way.
So it may happen also the school, they will be able to provide content live for people that cannot go to school.
Yes, exactly. So this would be one of the scenarios which I haven't even thought of. But if somebody is bedridden and would want to partake in the class, I'm sure we will find the energy of a few dedicated people and set up a live streaming from the class to this person. So yeah, so I think we're providing a network here where we are enabling the creativity of people to actually come up with ideas and utilize this. So very much now with whatever maker projects that are coming on with open hardware, all of these things can really benefit from an internal high speed and reliable network.
So we can make an invitation to people that have not only technical skills, but ideas in regarding creating content to contact somehow the team in order to achieve the point to share content in Oroville.
Yes. Currently, though, we as a core team here, that is Chandrish, Duman, Ramakrishnan, and myself, are very much focused on actually deploying the backbone infrastructure, but we are very happy to receive ideas and even people power in order to provide the other services. that should also come along. I mean, on our list, we have also IP telephony and backup services, file services, and a huge range of things. But we will need, again, people power and definitely some great ideas in order to go through with that.
The last question is, what do you see in 5 years from today?
I hope in 5 years we have connected all residents with fiber to the home, that we have enabled this platform to give space for all these creative ideas, and that we have in Oroville reached the infrastructure that is needed to be taking part of this new, I don't know how to call it, Internet of Things and electronical world that we live in now.
Oroville 2.0. Thank you, Manu.
Okay.
Thank you very much also to Duman that, again, is taking care of the network actually and is drinking also water. Bye-bye.
Bye.